Hi, I'm food and entertainment journalist Al Mancini, the creator of the weekly Food and Loathing podcast, an irreverent journey behind the scenes of the dynamic Las Vegas restaurant and bar scene. And when I want the best food intel for Southern California, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA Radio.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024, and you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. And I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. One little programming note. More and more of our listening audience is catching us via the stream, which we really love, but it is pregame Cactus League play. So at 11:30 a.m. this morning, we continue on AM radio on 8:30 on the AM dial, but the stream goes to Angels pregame playing the Oakland A's this morning. So just a little note, if you're on the stream and at 11:30 you start hearing pregame with Trent Rush, no worries. Just get out your AM radio and tune in on the 8:30 AM band, and there we are. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Haven't been up to Paso Robles in a couple of years, I'm sorry to say. There is so much happening there on the winery and restaurant scene. But fortunately, I was able to make up for that a couple of weeks ago and was up there for a couple of days and did the deep dive into some wonderful wineries that I hadn't been to before and some excellent meals. And we'll be catching up on all of that on the coming weeks because Paso is becoming a great weekend destination, and there is lots to see, lots to drink, and lots to taste. And a discovery that I really knew nothing about previously is the Copia Vineyards and Winery. They have two different vineyard estates in very prominent areas of Paso Robles. They call them districts, and it is a lovely husband and wife couple, and boy, do they know hospitality. With our little group of wine writers, in addition to Verinder leading us through a tasting of all the wines, Verinder and his lovely wife, Anita Sahi, they also prepared for us a home-cooked Indian feast that they created themselves. So we got all of the discourse on the ingredients, but again, just the hospitality, the conviviality. They ought to be in the restaurant business too, but the wine business is tough enough. And with that as background, it is a real pleasure to welcome Anita and Verinder Sahi to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Lady and gentlemen, good morning and welcome, and great to catch up with you again.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. We got a little rain here in Anaheim this morning, but, you know, we'll get through that. And Anita, of course, that's good for the grapes, right?
That's absolutely great for the
day. Verinder, I'm glad to have you chime in there. And Anita, you are, you know, you have a background as a journalist. You're also a very accomplished chef in your own right. You worked in some Michelin star restaurants in New York, came back to Chicago. You know, you are definitely a food person. Verinder comes from an engineering background, but also is a very passionate wine guy. First of all, as we lead into this, what got you from Chicago, of all places, to Paso Robles? That's an interesting transition.
Well, I'd like to say that it was the weather, because that's the obvious answer. But, you know, it was a very long and winding path to Paso. So as you mentioned, I did start my young and budding career off in broadcast journalism. In Chicago, I went to Northwestern University, studied at the Medill School, and just had a real passion for storytelling. So that was my beginning. And I've really essentially never left that in every walk of life. But a funny thing happened was that I just kept following the food reporter around. And I believe that you know who that individual is. It's Steve Dolinsky. who is a very accomplished, journalist in his own right, and also with a focus on food.
And Anita, a good friend of the show, as coincidence would have it, and pizza is his thing right now. But he does appreciate premium wine, and I think he's headed your direction. So I think you're going to see Steve before too long. But please go ahead.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. The show connects us, so that's wonderful.
Food does that, as you and Verinder would agree. Food is the great common denominator. It brings people together. But please continue.
It so does. And that, that world, that very poetic and sort of, I guess, addictive world is what made me take that eventual leap from journalism and following a food reporter around into being a member of the trade, of the restaurant industry. I then launched into a 14-year career in restaurants in Chicago, and then a pit stop in Boston, and eventually in New York. And my start in Chicago was with Harry Carey's Restaurant Group, a wonderful restaurant group based in the River North neighborhood of Chicago. And, of course, they have many locations now. That was my start, and I kind of got to put my two disciplines together, marketing, public relations, and my love of food. And then I went to New York and worked for Druni Porent and the Myriad Restaurant Group. That's the group that's behind Tribeca Grill and Nobu Restaurants, and the Michelin restaurant that I helped to open at that time was Cortone, now called Batard. So all of this exposure to amazing food and wine, that was my wine education.
And a pretty good one, Anita. Let's bring Verinder back into the conversation. Verinder, where did you kind of pick up your love for wine? Because, boy, you really know it. You're particularly interested in terms of where you ended up acquiring some vineyard land in Paso. You definitely chose well, because Willow Creek, I certainly came away from my time in Paso recently. This is the district that everybody wants to have vineyard land in, or if they can't buy it, they want to buy grapes. So give us a little bit of that background, if you will.
Absolutely. I grew up in northwest of India, a state called Punjab. And we did not have wine while growing up. And I, after doing my engineering degree, came to Canada to do my master's in business, and got a job in Canada. And via the job, I moved to U.S. And during that corporate career, I was introduced to wine. And initially, I was reluctant because I was more, Scotch than. Eventually, I started to enjoy wine, and I loved it. I just loved the way the beverage worked with the food. And but I will always try to bring some wine home from local wine store, and I could always find that the wine I was drinking in the restaurant was far superior. And as a young engineer, my question was, why they are so different? And I started to learn more about wine as a beverage. And luckily, I was the job I was doing, I was responsible for California as marketing manager. And I went to every wine region I could during my corporate career and learned more and more about wine as time went on. And especially during the winter, it was very difficult to leave California because there was, you always knew going back to Midwest, and I spent most of my life in Indianapolis. And I knew there was a ton of snow coming in, and while I'm in Napa, 75 degrees. So those were the things that kind of started my career, and I decided eventually if the opportunity comes, I would like to learn more about wine making. And that time came around 2012. I turned my life around and I said, now is the time. I enrolled myself in UC Davis to learn wine making. And eventually, while I was still going through that process, I met Anita, my wife, in 2015, and things changed for the better.
I did not make him say that.
Anita, having spent some time with you both, I think it's the situation that it's 2 + 2 = 5. And it's cute to kind of see the two of you interacting together. But obviously, it really works. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing. Before we go out to our first break and pick up the conversation on the other side, the prime vineyard property that you have in Willow Creek is 50 acres. We know that you specialize or particularly enjoy Rhone and Bordeaux varietals. Just let us know at Willow Creek what grapes you're growing there, and then we'll pick up the conversation on the other side.
Absolutely. So Paso came to us. We visited Paso first time in 2015 as a part of the UC Davis student tour, and came to Paso, and we kind of never left. Our 50-acre vineyard property has 20 acres planted. There are 5 acres of Syrah, 5 acres of Grenache, 5 acres of Cabernet. Then we also have a couple of acres of Muedra. We also have acre of Petite Verdot, and we have recently planted acre of Tempranillo.
And just so our listeners know, on the Willow Creek property, you actually have a guest house that's available. Am I correct about that?
Yes, we actually have 2 guest homes on the property, and this is such a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. I encourage everybody to come and visit Paso Robles. The fun thing about our guest homes on the Copia Willow Creek estate are that we are just 1.5 miles from downtown Paso. So you're up in the beautiful hills of the west side of Paso, but you only can take, you know, let's say 3-4 minutes to get to world-class restaurants and a number of other sites.
Pretty wonderful. What we're going to do is take a short time out, and we're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. We're speaking with Anita and Virinder Sahi. They are the proprietors of the Copia Vineyards with 2 very prime vineyard estates. When we come back, we're going to pick up the conversation and talk about what they have at the Aledia District property, which is where their tasting room is. But wonderful wines, wonderful couple. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be back in a flash.